We hear a lot about youth today. They are often stereotyped as being lazy or lacking resilience or even dangerous. But haven't those opinions been voiced by every preceding generation about the next? Kids today are navigating a world far more removed from the one that their parents or grandparents knew. So let's celebrate the gems of youth when we find them. And one such gem is Panit Karari, and she is here with us at 101.5 today. Panit is from the city of Moreton and has just been crowned Miss Australia Legacy International. Good morning, Panit, and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Now, Panit, what is your message to the youth of today, and in particular, girls?
My message would be to be brave, be bold, and be you, because breaking all the stereotypes and being who you are matters in today. And I feel like copying those stereotypes and following the trends is not who you are, that is following someone. And I feel like creating your own legacy and being unique is by being you.
Now, Panit, having won a pageant and now using your platform to advocate for girls' worth and also against bullying, how do you navigate the perception that beauty pageants can sometimes contradict that message?
I feel like beauty pageants are mainly looked at for having good looks or looking beautiful and having a very nice gown and that pretty walk. But pageantry, when it's done right, it is all about purpose and who you are from the inside and beauty from the inside. And with my pageant, I promoted a legacy project which was promoting confidence and empowerment and stopping bullying. And that's how I won my title.
Well done. Now, Panit, you briefly went back to India. Why did you do that?
I actually launched my very own book that I self-published, and it was a children's book that I launched in India. I did it in India because that is where my background is and that's where I wanted to start off. Mm-hmm. So I went to India and donated my books into different schools and donated up to 300 to 400 copies to each student, and all the funds were raised, and I feel like that was very meaningful to me, and that is what helped me win the pageant and showed that I am a true leader.
Wonderful. Now, what specific actions can individuals take to promote self-worth and to combat bullying in their own lives?
I feel like bullying happens more when bystanders are there. So speaking up, even if there's bullying online or in person, and saying that, hey, stop, this is wrong. And not just that, but I feel like bullying affects when you don't have self-love. You have to focus on you and know that you're beautiful, and whoever says anything, you have to learn how to ignore, because before you change others, you have to change you.
There you go. Now, it's such an exciting time in your life, Panit, and with your future stretching out before you, what would you like your future to look like?
I want my future to be an empowerment change and to make an impact in the world. As I have started my journey off by going to India, I want to make many international appearances and create my legacy project, Fearless Vibes, an international platform that helps kids to develop more confidence and to become a better version of their self.
Panit, thanks so much for joining us again, let me say, because we've spoken to you several times and you're keeping our community connected. We've been listening to Panit Karari, Miss Australia Legacy International. She is a model and an influencer who wants to make long-lasting differences in her community by using her platform to counteract social media bullying. Head to 101.5fm.com.au to listen to this again.